Blog Talk Radio.
Church together, and we're together again on this first Sunday in April. Hallelujah. April 2022. Amen. The year is marching on, and God is doing great and awesome things for each and every one of us. Amen. Well, Pastor Mom is here this morning, bright and shiny. We also have Pastor Mark in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So Pastor Mom's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Greet everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth
as it is
in heaven. Give us this day our
daily bread,
and daily bread,
and forgive us
our
trespasses,
as we forgive our debtors,
those who trespass
against us,
and lead us not into temptation. But deliver us
from evil.
For thine
is the kingdom, and power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Let's say our prayer we say together.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And again, welcome everybody. Let's go to Psalm 100 this morning. We're going to read Psalm 100 in its entirety, verses 1 through 5. And then we will go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, the entire Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, what we're doing here is we're exalting the Lord. We're magnifying his name. The Lord is revealing himself to us. And we've done different iterations of learning more about how God is revealing himself to us. And lately, we started last month, and what the Lord is doing is he's revealing himself. And he sat me down one day, and he said, I want you to talk about me in this way every month. So he gave me, each month, he gives me another word that he's going to reveal himself as. And so I thought that was pretty awesome. And he said, you know, it's not that he's just revealing himself to me. He's revealing himself, period, in this way to everyone who's seeking him, who wants to know more about him. He's revealing himself. And he's letting us know how he's revealing himself. So this month, well, last month it was peace. And God knows, he knew we needed his peace last month and even going forward. So we're learning more about his peace, him as the God of peace, the Prince of peace. He's just peace, flat out peace. And so we talked about that, meditated on that last month. This month, we're meditating on him as being our treasure. Hallelujah. And these were the words that he gave to me. He said, just write down one word, and that's, you know, and later on he said, I'm revealing myself like this. So he wants to show us that he is our treasure. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7 says, but we have this treasure, hallelujah, in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Amen. So these are our pearls that we're going to ponder. The treasure, him being our treasure, is the pearls that we're going to ponder for this month. So I challenge you to let God show you that he is our treasure. And in 2 Corinthians 4, 7, it says, we have this treasure in clays, in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So he's a treasure that dwells on the inside of us. And I was thinking about how the Bible says that he is the potter and we are the clay. And there are some times where he'll just take that, the pottery or the clay, and smash it back up and work it all over again so that it's fit and meet for the master's use. So as he has molded us and shaped us in his very image, then he puts himself in us, the treasure. Hallelujah. Amen. And what he's showing is that power is from God and not from us. So he is our treasure who lives on the inside of us. We have a treasure. Hallelujah. We have the treasure. Amen. Amen. And it's and our treasure is Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We have a little song that goes with that today called Jesus, My Treasure. And this is from Canyon Hills Worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, my treasure, you are enough for me. Amen. We have a treasure, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's our pearl to ponder for today. Hallelujah. So think about him. Meditate on him as being our treasure. Hallelujah. Let's go to our declarations. And as we get ready to do that, I just wanted to kind of remind you all that today is the first Sunday of the month. And so this is Tag Team Preaching Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody with their number one key pressed, Minister Joy. Hallelujah. You're usually the first one to have your number one key pressed and ready. Hallelujah. Oh, your mom beat you today. Hallelujah. Anyway, so you can begin to press your number one key. And for those who are going to tag team preach, everybody's invited to do it. You need a scripture, a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. If you want to give your testimony, you can give that for 5 minutes. If you want to read from your devotional, you can do that for what? 5 minutes. So, you know, prepare yourself. Sister Debbie, we have your song ready for you. I got a testimony, or if you wanted the other song, let me know about that. Text me and let me know. But we are ready. Amen. I want you guys to be ready today, even if you didn't know it was going to happen, but you have some scriptures that God has been talking to you about this week. We want to hear them. Praise God. We want to hear how God is ministering to you, because we know we're not the only ones. Pastor Mom and myself are not the only ones who hear from God and have a word to share from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I wanted to shout out while I'm talking right now and recognize that I see a shout out to you, Pastor Don. I do see you on the line today. Good to see you. Praise God. You have a word today. You got 5 minutes, sir, and you can bring that word. Amen. Hallelujah. I see others on the line today. Shout out to you, Sister McDowell. So good to see you today. Sister Joanne Amen. So good to see you as well. Praise the Lord. And our dear Pastor Price, Minister Joy, Minister Amber, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. I see you, Pastor Don. You press your number one key. You about number five today. No six when I count Pastor Mom. So God bless you all. And we're going to have a good time today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go over our declaration. Amen. Amen. And the word of God says in Job 22 and 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And I tell you, we've been standing on the word of God for a long time. But I'm telling you, now as never before, we're really standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Sometimes the medicine don't work. Hallelujah. Come on. Sometimes it does not work. And we were standing on the word of God when we were using the medicine. But sometimes that medicine does not work. We got to stand on the word of God and declare and decree some things. So let's declare and decree together. And I believe things go up exponentially as we declare together. We're not in the same room together, but as we declare and decree together, hallelujah. You know, the word says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 going on, three will put 100,000, four will put 1,000,000. Amen. So as we declare and decree together today, things are happening in the spirit in a great way. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed
against me,
shall
prosper.
This
is the heritage.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do will prosper.
Will prosper.
For I am like a tree.
Like a tree
that's planted,
by the stream
of water.
Of water.
Amen. That's from Isaiah 54:17. And Psalm 1 and 3. And Pastor Mark, we sure appreciate you being here today. You know, Pastor Mom, she repeats good, but it's good to have a high voice and a low voice. Amen. So repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me,
from the curse.
Of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease to come
upon
my body.
Every
disease, germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction, and every virus
that
touches my body dies instantly, in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And I'll tell you what, you know, we say these declarations, but last night I went through something in my body last night, or the kind of the past couple of days, but last night it was just really, really something. And this was in my shoulder. Now, I believe that I was picking that up for somebody else and praying for them as well. But I'm telling you, that thing was like it was real in my body. And, you know, I went to declaring, decreeing, casting out stuff, giving it a charge, and telling it where to go and when to go. And I tell you, I did do some things. I put some of that green alcohol on it. I I was on the heating pad. I was listening to the Lord, get that heating pad, put that on my shoulder, and I'm telling you, I can raise my right hand this morning. Hallelujah. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. Hallelujah. I was declaring and decreeing the word of God last night. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I could not raise my right hand yesterday, but today I can. And there's no pain in it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God, we got to stand on it as never before. And I know y'all doing it. Continue to repeat after me.
Great
is the peace
of
my children and my children's children. For they are taught of the Lord. That's from Isaiah 54 and 13. And we're just going to do one more here. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can?
He has given me
everything
I need
for
life
and
godliness.
Therefore,
I participate in his divine nature of love. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And more we will see and know that it is so important to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, today is communion. And so hopefully you have your communion element ready, ready to go, ready to roll. You got your crackers, you got your juice, you got bread. If you don't have juice, you got some water, so that we can have communion together today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear our dear CC Winans as we get ready to go into communion. We're going to hear from CC Winans about the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power.
The blood that yeah.
Hallelujah. It will never, the blood of Jesus will never, never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as our elders say, the blood works. The blood still works. Amen. Hallelujah. The wonder-working power of the blood of Jesus still and yet works in the 21st century. Hallelujah. And thank God it's not tied to the internet, so it can't be hacked. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Never, ever lose its power. It's not tied to the power grid, to the electrical power grid. It will never, ever lose its power. If there's an electrical storm, it won't go out. Hallelujah. It'll never, ever lose its power. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11 and verse, starting at verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. We're going to lift up Pastor Mom and her eyes. Hallelujah. As she begins to read today. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Mom.
I have received.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord that says, also I
deliver
into
you.
That Jesus.
The same night.
And when he had given
them, when he was betrayed,
by
took bread.
Okay.
Now we know that in the natural, Pastor Mom's going through something with her eyes, and so we just gonna continue to lift her up in the name of Jesus. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. Hallelujah. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup in my blood, this do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do also show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we shall not be condemned with the world. For my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. He said a lot in that scripture to us about coming together and communing with him. And one part is to examine ourselves, judge ourselves. And so as we pray today, we want to examine ourselves. We want to judge ourselves. Hallelujah. And the thing about the Lord is that if we judge ourselves and we see that we need to ask for forgiveness, this is the time to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And he will forgive you as we get ready to take communion. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you, Lord God, and we judge ourselves right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we can see that there were some things that we did that we shouldn't have done, things that we should have done that we didn't do. There were some things that we should have said, but we didn't say it, and some things that we did say that we shouldn't have said. So, Lord God, we do know and understand that we have missed the mark with you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now as we judge ourselves for those things. We ask you for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God, for the things that we thought that missed the mark, the things that we said that missed the mark, the things that we've done that have missed your mark, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness. And Lord God, we stand on your word in 1 John 1:9 that says that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and you are just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for doing that right now, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, you not only do it once, you do it every time. And we thank you, Lord God. And the more we come to you humbly and ask for forgiveness, the more we change. Hallelujah. The more we change. So things we were asking for forgiveness for last year this time, that's out of our lives. And we give you praise and glory, and we acknowledge you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God, as we come for communion today, that we come to partake of your body and your blood, and we come because it's your blood that has cleansed us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you so much, Lord God, and we thank you for this opportunity for coming together in your name and remembering you on this day. In Jesus' name, amen
and amen.
Hallelujah. So, hopefully you have your communion elements there with you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to start with the body of Christ. So get your bread and your cracker ready first, and then we'll go to your juice or your water, whatever you have there. But, you know, get something. Partake in this with us. This is also known as the meal that heals. So if there's something that's going on in your body, you know, he said many are sick and sleep, you know. So this brings healing as well as we come and are in remembrance of Jesus dying on the cross. He died for our healing as well. So take your take your communion element, the bread or the cracker. We're going to have that together now. Amen. This is the body of Christ that was broken for us. Take and eat it in Jesus' name. Amen. You got it, Mom? Mm-hmm. Amen. Get your juice or your water, whatever you have there. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Drink it all now in Jesus' name. Amen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. His blood came flowing down, his blood came flowing down, his blood came flowing down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to go now into our prayer for finances. Woo, 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 woo. I'm moving too fast. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your healing today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just hear the Lord say, I do hear you. Hallelujah. I hear you when you pray. I do hear you. Don't think I don't hear you. I do hear you. Hallelujah. And my word says that if I hear you, I will answer you. And so I've heard you, and I'm answering you. And I say to you now, just be at peace and let patience have her perfect work on the inside of you. Be at peace. Peace beyond all understanding. Hallelujah. And as you hold your peace, I'm fighting your battle. As you hold your peace, I'm fighting your battle. So hold your peace and watch me work everything out. Everything that looks like is totally impossible, I'm working it out in your life, no matter how impossible it looks. Hold your peace. Be at peace. My peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I got you. I got your back, saith the Lord. Your right side, your left side, your front, your back, your head, and your toes. I got you, saith the Lord. So hold your peace and watch me work it out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, now I think we can go to the prayer for finances. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And I see a couple more people will come on. Just a shout out to Sister Monica. Good to see you here today. And for Minister Faye, good to see you all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, our prayer for finances. And I just have to say, you know, if you've heard me before, you know I say that we're in the middle of a wealth transfer. Now, that might have looked like it was going to happen before, but now, you know, we've had inflation, super-duper inflation, and all of this stuff going on. But I'm telling you, hold on to that thought and the knowledge that the wealth transfer is going on right now. Hallelujah. And especially for those who will use this for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to put that wealth into our hands for his glory, his honor, and his praise. And you know, when we're glorifying him, there's always fringe benefits. When we take care of his business, he takes care of our business. Glory to God. So let's pray our prayer for finances. And I was kind of giggling about this because I said, Lord, you had us pray about this before the inflation came. So we're set no matter how it looks, no matter how much an avocado costs, no matter how much a piece of brisket cost, over $100. God has still got us. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them. And use them
for
your purpose.
May I be
a good steward of all you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how
it's to be dispersed.
Help me
to remember that all I have belongs to you. And to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I be, may I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money
not be stolen, lost, devoured,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have,
and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances, but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, the way that you can, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and that is through Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may also, if you're in the Heritage House, you may also give at the door, and that's at 2E. And all of you have been giving in these ways. You can also send it via mail, the regular mail. Make the check payable to ESLCCC. And the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And so, Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for those who are tithing today. Amen. Amen. And you said in your word, try you, test you on this, that if we would give 10% of what you have given to us, hallelujah, 10%. If it's $500, that's $50. If it's $1,000, that's $100. If we would give just that 10%, hallelujah, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for us, there would be too much for us to receive, overflow blessings in the name of Jesus. And then you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord God. And then for the givers, Lord God, your word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. There's that overflow again. We thank you for the overflow blessings. Thank you, Lord, that you're not trying to take away from us, but you're trying to give to us exponentially in overflows. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. May we all get that down deep in our souls in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and you will bless us as you have promised us. And so we thank you for it, we praise you for it, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. And we all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's hear one more blood song before we go into the word. And thank you guys for your patience. I see you press your number one key. Anyone else that wants to, this is our tag team preaching time. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. You have a scripture, a topic. You can preach for 5 minutes, give your testimony for 5 minutes, read some scripture from the Bible for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. And read from your devotional. Whatever the Lord has given for you to say, we want to hear from you. Let's hear the blood of Jesus, another blood of Jesus song. Amen.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, If you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Just don't wait.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we get ready to go into our tag team preaching, I wanted to stop for a moment and say happy birthday to Gabrielle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gabrielle is turning 12, I do believe, on tomorrow. Amen. So happy birthday, Gabrielle. Amen. Happy birthday, Gabrielle. And we pray as you go into your the year before you become a teenager, as you go into this year, that God will touch you as never before. Hallelujah. Just root you and ground you in the things of God, that, hallelujah, that the Lord God will give you the spirit of revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah, that you just know more and more about him, and that you walk in total obedience to him and see the fruit manifest in your life. Love you so much, Gabrielle. Happy birthday to you. Amen, amen. Amen. I wonder if you have a word later on. Praise God. We'll be opening up your line. You guys are the fourth one. So if you have something, you can get it ready. Amen. All right. Let's start with the word today. Our tag team preaching. Hallelujah. We're starting with Pastor Mom. And if nobody gets off the line, you stay where you are right now. Be Pastor Mom, Minister Joy, Minister Amber, Minister Rachel and family, Pastor Don, and Pastor Price, and Sister Debbie. Glory to God. Anyone else? You know, we still have some time. That's 5 minutes apiece. Hallelujah. So we still have some time. Pastor Mom is going to start us off today. I think she said she wants to sing her song, Use Me, Lord, in Thy Service. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Mom.
Use me, Lord, in Thy service. Draw me nearer every day. For I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way, Lord, all the way, Lord.
Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run
all the way.
Hallelujah. Amen. And at 89 years young, she's willing. Hallelujah. She's willing to run on all the way. Amen. And then you want to do Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He maketh
me to lie down in green pasture.
He leadeth
me beside the still water.
He restores
my soul.
He leadeth me
in the
path.
In the path of righteousness.
For his
name's sake.
Yea,
though I walk through the water.
The valley.
Valley of the shadows of the shadows of death.
I will fear
no evil.
For
thou art with me.
Thy rod,
and thy staff, that's
comfort.
That comfort me.
Thou prepare
me for
a table.
A table.
Before me.
And before me.
In the
presence of my enemy.
Thou anointest.
Thou anoint my head.
With oil. My cup
runs over.
Excuse me. Surely.
Surely goodness and mercy
Follow me.
Follow me.
All
my.
The days of
my life.
And I.
Will dwell all
in the house.
In the house. My
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Forever.
Amen.
Let's say that last thing again. Surely goodness.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell
in the house of my enemy.
No, you will not dwell in the house of your enemy. The devil is a liar. I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I will dwell in the house of my enemy.
You will not dwell in the house of your enemy. Wherever that's coming from, the blood of Jesus. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we thank God that Pastor Mom has the word in her heart. And you know the enemy would even try to come and take that away, but he's a liar. And so we thank God that she will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Mom.
You love
that. Hallelujah. That song was good. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Joy. Welcome, Minister Joy.
Hello?
Okay. You got it now.
Okay.
We hear you.
Today's message is witness mark. Today's scripture comes from Romans 15, 1 through 21. That's Romans 15, 1 through 21. It says, each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. Romans 15, 2. It's the story of a clockmaker. It says, see that? The clock repairman pointed his flashlight beam on a small fine mark, roughly engraved inside an old grandfather clock he was working on. Another repairman could have put that there almost centuries ago, he said. It's called a witness mark. And it helps me know how to set the mechanism. Before the age of technical bulletins and repair manuals, witness marks were used to help the person making a future repair align moving parts with precision. They were more than just time-saving reminders. They were often left as a simple kindness to the next person doing the work. The Bible encourages us to leave our own witness marks as we work by God by saving others. Romans 15, 1 through 6 says, those of us who are strong and able in faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the trouble, is the way the scripture puts it. Even if it was written in scriptures long ago, you can be sure it's written for God, for us. God wants the combination of his steady, constant calling and warm personal counsel in scriptures to come characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever he will do next. May our dependable, steady, and warmly personal God develop maturity in you so that you get along with each other, as well as Jesus gets along with us. Then we'll be a choir, not our own voice only, but our very lives singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to the God and the Father of our Master Jesus. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Rome. He says, each of us should please our neighbors for the good, to build them up. This is the example of our God, who gives endurance and encouragement. It's about being a good citizen of both earth and heaven. In Romans 15:7-13, it says, honor God by accepting each other as Christ has accepted you. I tell you that Christ came as a servant of the Jews to show that God has kept his promise he made to their famous ancestors. Christ also came so that the Gentiles would praise God for being kind to them. It is just as the scripture says, I will tell the nations about you, and I will sing praises to your name. The scripture also says to say to the Gentiles, come and celebrate with God's people. Again, the scripture says, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles and all the nations, come and worship him. Isaiah says, someone from David's family will come to power. He will rule the nations, and they will put their hope in him. I pray that God who gives hope will bless you with complete happiness and peace because of your faith. And may the power of the Holy Spirit fill you with hope. May seem like small things, but they can make a vital difference in someone's life. An uplifting word or a financial gift to someone in need, and a listening ear, all are kindnesses that can have a lasting impact. May God help you make a mark for him in someone's life. It says in Romans 15:14-21, it says, my friends, I am sure that you are very good and that you have all the knowledge you need to teach each other. But I have spoken to you plainly and have tried to remind you of some things. God treated me with undeserved grace. He chose me to be a servant of Christ Jesus for the Gentiles and to do the work of a priest in the service of the good news. God did this so that the Holy Spirit can make the Gentiles into a holy offering pleasing him. Because of Christ Jesus, I can take pride in my service for God. In fact, all I will talk about is how Christ let me speak the word so that the Gentiles would obey him. Indeed, I will tell how Christ worked miracles and wonders by the power of the Holy Spirit. I have preached the good news about him all the way from Jerusalem to Lyricum. But I have always tried to preach where people have never heard about Christ. I am like a builder who doesn't build on someone else's foundation. It is just as the scripture says, all who haven't been told about him will see him, and those who haven't heard about him will understand him. What witness marks have others left in your lives to encourage you? What simple kindnesses can you do for another believer today? Just remember that you are God's witness mark. to serve others each and every day. It says, say this prayer with me. Almighty God, thank you for the love and kindness you've shown for me through your Son, Jesus Christ. Please help me to reflect your love in even the smallest things I do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Joy. All right, the witness mark. Hallelujah. And what I got out of that, even the little things that we do for the Lord count. Hallelujah. And could be a blessing for someone else in the future. It made me think about Ruth and Boaz and how Boaz would leave food out there for her. And then when she got there, she got that little bit that he would leave. And, you know, sometimes God will have us doing little things. It doesn't look like it's big to anybody, but it will help people to have hope in the future. So thank you so much. Thank you for that, Minister Joy. Amen.
You're welcome.
Minister Amber.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
We hear you well.
I'm great. The message that the Lord led me to preach about today, my message is called Set Your Joy Before You. That is, set your joy before you. The scripture that God gave me for this message.
We're not hearing you now.
Can you hear me now?
Thing we heard was the scripture that the Lord gave was
Hebrews 12:2.
Okay.
That is Hebrews 12:2. It says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus looked right through the cross to the coming joy, the joy of bringing salvation to us all. Jesus set his joy before him. The Lord willingly endured the shame of the cross in anticipation of the joy. Setting the joy before us makes me think about the storms that we had the other day. And while I was praying for them to stop, I kept imagining the sunny weather for the next day. I looked it up on my phone and saw the itinerary of the weather hour by hour for the next day, and it said all sunny. I set my spirit in my spirit that God had already gone ahead to the next day and that he would bring us through to the sunny day that was ahead. I was setting up my joy for good weather. We have to make a choice every day that no matter what we are going through, we will be joyful, knowing that God has already worked it out. It's also in the Bible, it never along with joy, we should also rejoice. And in the Bible, it never recommends us to rejoice, but it commands us to rejoice. It says in Philippians 4:4, to rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. And when we make a choice to rejoice, we shall also receive God as our number one source of joy. Nehemiah 18 tells us to not grieve for the joy, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. It doesn't say that the joy of an accomplishment or a person or a thing, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. God is the source of our joy, and he can always use people in our lives as joy resources. He remains the only source. A few important things to know before we set our joy before us is joy meditates and joy enjoys. That is, joy meditates and joy enjoys. The first is joy meditates. Our joy is renewed by remembering God, by meditating on his goodness, by recalling his specific acts of faithfulness to us. We must keep a record and recount God's goodness to us. It says in Psalm 63:5-7, You satisfy me more than the riches of food. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. I think how you have helped me. I sing for joy in the shadow of your protecting wings. You must know that joy doesn't forget to remember. And also joy in joy. God not only wants us to worship him, he wants us to enjoy him. Psalm 16:11. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand, pleasures forevermore. Joy is the enjoyment of God and all of the good things that come from him. So I pray that each and every one of us will set our joy before us and not look at our circumstances, not look at what we're going through, but already know that God has everything already worked out for us. God bless you all, and thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Amen. I just remembered I don't have my my cheering section with me this morning. I got to get my cheering section up because these are good words this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. So the word through you this morning is set your joy before you. Nice. That's a nice top. That's your joy before you. Amen. And so I like what you were saying about during the storm. You know, you began to look ahead at the weather, knowing that the storm was going to pass and there were sunny days ahead. Hallelujah. We have to remember that, you know, in so many parts of our lives. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. He is the source of our strength. And others who may bring some joy into our lives, they're a resource, but they're not the source of our strength. Hallelujah. And that we are to joy in joy. Amen. Amen. And sing songs of joy. Praise him with songs of joy. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Good word. Good word. Amen. Okay, we're coming to Minister Rachel and family. Amen. Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Thanks for the birthday greeting. I loved it very much.
Amen. Thank you, and happy birthday again. Wow, 12 years old. Woohoo! So you all have a word today?
Yeah, we're reading the Bible. I just need to give
I'm going
to
let you know the title. Everybody can say the title at once, and then we're going to read Psalm 29, verse 1 through 11. We're all going to say it. Okay. It says, the title is, everybody repeating. The Lord is glory.
The Lord is glory.
Strength.
Beauty.
Peace. And holiness. Okay, let's get down to the scripture. Give unto the Lord.
Give unto the Lord.
O ye mighty.
O ye mighty.
Give unto the Lord.
Give unto the Lord.
Glory and strength.
Glory and strength.
Give unto the Lord.
Give unto the Lord.
Glory due unto his name.
Glory due unto his name.
Worship the Lord.
Worship the Lord.
In the beauty of holiness.
In the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord.
The voice of the Lord.
Is upon the water.
Is upon the water.
The God of glory.
The God of glory.
Thundereth.
Thunder.
The Lord is upon many waters.
The Lord is upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord,
is powerful.
The voice of the Lord,
is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord,
breaketh the
cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon.
He maketh them
also to skip like a calf. Okay, y'all calm down. Okay. Lebanon and Syron. Like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord. Divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to cow. And discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace.
With his peace.
Amen. Good job, you guys. The voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all so much. Beautiful. Amen. Love you guys. Okay, we have Pastor Price. Your line, and then Sister Debbie.
Glory to God. Yes, glory to God. Glory to God. I praise God for each one today, and thank God for you, Apostle, Pastor Mom. Hi, and hello. Love you. And love you, Pastor Mark, there. I thank God for each one of you. Glory to God. I timed this out so I could make sure that it would be under 5 minutes, and it is. Hallelujah. glory to God. God has been challenging us to know and learn the weapons of our warfare. And we have been covering 10 of the weapons of our warfare, the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit, worship and praise, the prayer of agreement, intercession in other tongues, the sowing of a special seed, prayer with fasting. Our mouth is a special weapon. And then we covered the canopy of God's glory as a defense. Glory to God. Today I want to share with you an overview of 6 more weapons of our warfare. Number 11, this would be the number 11 because we went over those 10 at another time. But 11, the 11th one is faith. In 1 John 5 and verse 4 it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Faith is not only a shield, which is a vital part of the whole armor of God, but faith is also one of the weapons of our warfare, because by faith and through faith, we overcome the world and get the victory. So our 11th one is faith. Our 12th one is love. Our faith works and operates by love. Without love, our faith cannot and will not work properly. Galatians 5 and verse 6 says that our faith works by love. Love is the operating system of our faith and activated by love. 1 Peter 4 and verse 8 says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." Our 13th weapon is peace. The peace of God is our guard system. Philippians 4 and verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." The Amplified Bible says that the peace of God will stand guard over our hearts and minds. The Amplified Bible, AMPC, says it shall garrison and mount guard. The peace of God will protect our hearts and our minds. The 14th weapon of our warfare is our testimony. Revelations 12:11, it told us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, which is one of the weapons, but it says, and by the word of our testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. When we give our testimony of the goodness of God in our lives, it is one of the weapons of our warfare. Number 15, joy is one of the weapons of our warfare. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8 and verse 10. Psalm 16:11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. John 15:11 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be, hallelujah. Joy is one of the weapons of our warfare, because if we have little joy, we'll have little strength. If we have much joy, we'll have much strength. If we have no joy, we'll have no strength. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. Then the 16th weapon is grace, G-R-A-C-E. It is, grace is a weapon because it is a mountain leveler. It's like a sonic blast or a cannon. Zechariah 4 and verse 7 says, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Zechariah 4:7 says in the EHV Bible, what are you, you great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a level plain. Then he will bring out the capstones with shouts of grace, grace be with it. The bottom line is, when we use the weapon of grace and decree and declare grace, grace, it is like a sonic blaster weapon that will level obstacles. Grace, grace, it will level obstacles, great and mighty mountains, problems, oppositions, troubles, sickness, disease, infirmities, and pain. That's why many times I plead the blood of Jesus. I pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense and protection. And over the years, God has taught me to say, grace, grace, because it's like a sonic weapon. We must have that faith that the weapon of grace works and will level and bring down, remove, and cause obstacles as great as mountains to disappear before us. I challenge you to study out Zechariah 4 and verse 7 for yourself and see what grace, when we speak grace, grace, it is a mountain leveler. But it's like a sonic blast that will destroy and annihilate mountains in our lives. God bless you all. That's it for me.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Amen. I got my cheer squad going here. Praise God. That's good, Pastor Price. Six weapons of our warfare. Hallelujah. And the list goes on. Hallelujah. So we thank God for faith, a weapon of faith, of love, of peace, testimony, joy, and grace. Amen. Hallelujah. And that grace is just awesome. It's a mountain leveler. It's a like a sonic blast. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was just thinking of something that grace one. When we have grace, when the grace of God is upon us towards someone else, I was thinking that there was a just recently, I just heard a story. It was a true story of something that happened with a young man that I know, and there was a misunderstanding on his job, and he's a manager, and one of the it was another manager, but a lower level manager, heard him saying stuff, but he was kind of talking to himself about a machine that wasn't working right, and she took it that he was talking about her. And it got to be this whole big thing where a grievance or whatever was being filed against him and stuff. And then the Lord just laid on his heart to, because it was escalating. It was getting just ugly. And the Lord laid on his heart to send her some fruit. you know, those the cut up fruit and some flowers, you know, to give her grace, you know, instead of fighting against her. And when he sent that, he sent a little note, and he told her that he respected her position. And just that little bit turned her completely around. It was like that sonic blast that leveled a mountain that was about to escalate into something very ugly. And so just something like that. So, amen, that's what it made me think about. So thank you so much, Pastor, for sharing that. And that's spiritual warfare right there. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. So, okay, Sister Debbie. Now, anyone else? We do still have some more time, okay? If you would like to say something, you got 5 minutes, or you could say less than 5 minutes and share a word with us. Praise God.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I had to text the song to you. I don't know if you had got it or not.
Yeah, you want to do, I got a testimony.
I had
right?
Got the devil under my feet. Got the devil under my feet.
Okay, that's the one you want to do. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I got it set up here. Here we go. And then you can talk about it.
Okay.
Under my feet.
Got the devil under my feet.
Got the devil under my feet.
Got the devil under my feet.
I chose that song because, you know, when the devil tried to tempt you, and I think about Ephesians 6:11, it says we're warring not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the rulers of this world. And that's why I chose that song, because, you know, and you stand firm against the devil and his tactics and cohorts. And everything.
Amen.
And that's all I have to say, basically, because the song spoke for itself.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, and that's the devil, and he's under our feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Debbie. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that's all that I see who have their number one key pressed for tag team preaching. And that was really good today. We started off with Pastor Mom, and she was singing Use Me, Lord, in Thy Service, and then Psalm 23, hallelujah. And then Joy, Minister Joy, told us about the witness mark, hallelujah, that it's a mark. It may seem very little, but it's something that will help people to know what direction to go in, to know what to do, and it gives people hope even in the future to see that witness mark. Amen. Amen. And I think about my great grandmother. I think about the kind of witness mark that I saw with her was every Sunday morning she would wake up and as the sun came up, she would sing. She would sing her prayers out. That was a wonderful witness mark for me. Amen, as I look back at it. Good word. And then Minister Amber said, set your joy before you. Amen, how Jesus said the joy was set before him. He despised the cross despising the shame of it, but still his joy was set before him. Hallelujah. And she was telling us how during the storm, you set your joy before you, and then you know that there are sunny days that are ahead. And she talked about the joy of the Lord is your strength, and that he's the source of our joy. Others may be reasons that he uses, but he is the source of our joy. Amen. And she talked about praising the Lord with songs of joy is what I was trying to say. Amen. And she talked about joy in joy. Hallelujah. Joy is enjoying God. Amen. And then we heard from Minister Rachel and family, just a beautiful chorus of reading the word. And that was Psalm 29, verses 1 through 11, about the voice of the Lord. And it was so wonderful. We heard the girls' voices, and we heard the deep voices, too, of the guys. Amen. As they talked about the voice of the Lord. Amen. And Minister Rachel just led them with strength and anointing. And so we praise God for that. And then we heard from Pastor Price and finding out that the list of the weapons of our warfare is growing. Hallelujah. We have a lot of weapons of our warfare. So God kept us and is keeping us equipped, amen, to do the warfare that we need to do. And so the six today was faith, love, peace, testimony, joy, and grace. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then Sister Debbie ended today with got the devil under my feet. Hallelujah. And she said from Ephesians 6:11 that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, and the devil is under our feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to, we want to get to our prayer of salvation today. Amen. Because it is just so important. Everything that was talked about today just really points to the Lord and being saved. And when we're saved, we can God can use us. We can be a witness for the Lord through our salvation. We can set before us the joy, hallelujah, of the Lord. We can live in the joy of the Lord. Amen. We can recognize the voice of the Lord and see all that the voice of the Lord does. Amen. And then the weapons of our warfare, we can lay hold to them. And then we can know that the devil is under our feet. Hallelujah. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So the Lord wants us to be born again, and he also wants us to help other people to get saved because he so loves us. Amen. And so in Romans 10:9, it tells you how to be born again. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So he makes it very clear. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that God is who he says he is and that the Bible is true. You may not understand it all, but you make a choice to believe. Amen. And so repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart.
Come into my
life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your
ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you know, and many of you who are on the line right now, we know you've prayed that prayer before, but there may be somebody who's listening, amen, or who will listen in the future. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and commend you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for saving you this day, whatever day. It may not be April the 3rd, 2022. This may be sometime in the year 2055. It may be in the year 3000. Whenever you pray that prayer, you are born again. You are saved. So we commit and commend you to the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank God right now that he fills you with his Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Amen. Hallelujah. Power to do all that people were saying today. Power to be used by the Lord. Power to be that witness mark of the Lord. Power to go for that joy that is set before you. Hallelujah. To praise the Lord with joy in your heart, joyful songs. Amen. Power to even hear the voice of the Lord and follow the voice of the Lord. Power to even to be able to lay hold to these six weapons of our warfare. And power, knowing that you don't have to fight with powers and principalities, and that you have the devil under your feet. Amen. So we thank the Lord for the power that he has placed in you today as you have received the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we want to tell you about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, but I'm just kind of hearing to slow down a little bit. And I'm going to open up all the lines for a few moments. If the Lord has any comment that he wants to make through you, if you're not going to say anything, go ahead and mute your own phone. Mute your phone if there's nothing that you're going to say today. But if you are, I'm opening up everybody's line. I'm opening up everybody's line right now. So we can hear you if you're washing dishes or whatever. So we're opening up everybody's line. And if you want to say something, you can say something now. Otherwise, mute your phones, please. Any comments anyone has, any, if the Lord has something that you want to, that he wants you to say, you can say it.
Hey, I'm Bobby and Aunt Willie.
Well, hello, Monica.
Monica. Hi. I just want to say in your prayers, tomorrow I'll be getting induced. So hopefully I get to meet Aiden tomorrow.
Wow.
And stop being stubborn. Yeah.
Amen. Are they, are you past your time, or they just say they just want to induce you tomorrow?
No, ma'am, I'm past my time. He was supposed to come on Friday, but he April Fool's. He joked, he, you know, played a trick on me. He said, no, Mom, I'm not coming out today.
Okay, well, you know what? April the 4th is Gabrielle's birthday tomorrow.
I heard
it's birthday. Amen. So we'll have two babies or two youngins on the same day. So we'll let's pray for you. Amen. And maybe that's why the Lord was just telling me, stop right here. Just stop right here and open up the line. So Lord, we just join our faith together with Monica and all those who are praying for her right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. As she goes in and is induced in labor, Lord God, that all will be well, that the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, that everyone involved, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that their hands will be moved by the hand of God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you give them all wisdom by your Spirit to know what to do, how to do, and when to do it. And we thank you, Lord God, for giving Monica strength in her body, strength to be able to deliver her baby, Aiden, that he will come out. And we pray for Aiden that he'll be strong in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just we thank you, Lord God, that he is your child, even from the womb, in the name of Jesus, and he'll walk in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan all the days of his life. Thank you, Lord God, that he will live and be strong, and every part of his body is in place and in order, and that he even has a strong heart, and his heart beats properly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that this will be a pain-free delivery for Monica. It can happen only by your Spirit, Lord God. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, Monica, when you can, let us know what's going on, or your mama.
I will.
Amen. Sister Debbie, somebody let us know what's going on. You going to be at Barnes?
Love you guys. Yes, ma'am.
Love you, too.
Born.
Are you going to? You going to be at Barnes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Amen. All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
And to Aiden. Amen. Amen. Anybody else, you want to say anything?
Hi,
line
yes.
Open. Is that you,
oh,
Mr. Rachel?
Me and Gabrielle. Yeah, me and Gabrielle are going to pray for Pastor Mom.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Pastor Mom. We thank you for her life and a legacy, oh God. We ask that you keep her and strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus, and meet every need in her life, oh God. If it's strength, if it's healing, if it's wholeness, Lord, continue to keep her whole by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you for her. And we thank you for all the lives you have touched through her. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to pray about something, too. Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive us and help us do better. And please strengthen Ms. Pastor Mom and forgive anything that she done. And please help her and keep her safe and give her strength in every day. And bless her heart and bless her mind and her soul and her health. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. We love you too, God, Mom. May God keep you strong too. In Jesus' name. And all my God family, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all for praying for us. Praying for Pastor Mom and us. Amen. Love you all. Thank you so much. Amen. The lines are still open. Was somebody else saying something? What? I think I heard Mr. Faye.
Yes. This is Sister Debbie. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I hear you.
Yes, I just wanted to say Jesus can work it out and God is in the midst. Always remember that. Thank you.
Praise Amen. God. Amen. Jesus Praise can work it out. Amen.
Amen.
And God is in the midst.
Pastor, amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Catherine. God is in the midst. Hallelujah. And my prayer is today that everybody, God will give everybody the power to be able to stand. Today, I know I didn't hear all the words that went forth, but I know some wonderful words went forth. And we are accountable for the words that we heard today. And I just pray for everybody that's on this line that God will give you endurance, no matter what we're going through with, that we will endure to the very end. Don't give up. Wherever we are, don't give up. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on trying to lose weight. Don't give up on trying to stop smoke or whatever it is. Don't give up. God is still in the midst, as Minister Debbie said. God is in the midst. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. I pray for Mom and all of you that's on the line today. May God bless you here.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Anyone else? Your lines are open.
Apostle, this is Helen. As Pastor Catherine was speaking, all of a sudden my chest began to hurt real bad. Somebody's having some pain in the chest. Would you pray about that, please?
Oh, don't you want to pray?
Pray. Okay.
Okay.
Father God, what you reveal, you heal. Lord, I don't know who this is that's having a pain and discomfort in the chest. I speak to that pain. I rebuke it at the root, charge it to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, to the blood of Jesus and the word of God, and charge it, command it to leave them now. All heart attack spirits, any kind of anxiety spirits, anything that's not of God, I rebuke you at the root and charge you to bow your knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus and the word of God. And I lay hold to and summons healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles and total recovery, even to your chest and to your heart right now in the name of Jesus. God said, I see, I know, and I care, and I am working behind the scenes just for you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Yeah, you got to go, every vestige of you. You got to bow your knee to the name of Jesus and leave them now in Jesus' name. For the blood of Jesus is prevailing. The name of Jesus is prevailing. The word of God is prevailing in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is prevailing over that chest. The blood of Jesus is prevailing. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is prevailing. The word of God is prevailing. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. In Jesus' name. I heard the Lord say, somebody's been this time. He said, everything's going to be all right. He said, don't you worry. Don't you fret. I speak grace over your chest. I speak grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Even now over your heart. and all over your respiratory system, over every cell and organ of your body in Jesus' name. I hear the Lord say, I've gone before you. I'm with you. Not allowed, not allowed, not allowed. I rebuke every spirit of anxiety. I rebuke any anxiousness. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Charge and command it to leave from off of whoever this stands for and all that it stands for in the name, the name, the name, the name, the name of Jesus. I decree and declare over you now and over myself, it is well, it is well, it is well in Jesus' name. And Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you, Lord God, that whatever this is has to bow its knee to the name that's above every name. You're a thing. Yeah, you got to go and you got to bow your knee to the name of Jesus Christ and leave and not return in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I see it lifting up now. I see it lifting up off of the whoever this person is now. I see it lifting up off them right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I give you praise. Apostle, back to you. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. You know, as I was trying to do my usual closeout kind of thing, I just really perceived that the Lord was like, you're moving too fast. You know, stop. There's some things that need to be taken care of. So we thank God for that. I mean, we might not have gotten to know that Monica is going to be induced on tomorrow. Needed to pray over that, whatever, and for Minister Rachel and family to pray over Pastor Mom. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the word through Pastor Catherine and then the word through you today and to pray. Thank God for what he's doing. We love when he does it his way. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? We'll give you another few moments or so. So if he's saying for you to say something. Yes,
good afternoon. This is Sister Joanne.
I'm calling in to pray for the
Rudolph family, that God is for him. Who can be against them? I pray for peace. I pray for love and protection around them. I pray for the peace that passes all understanding with the Rudolph family, and that God would throw their loving arms around them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for all the ministers on the line. I pray for your mom. I stand in the gap, healness and wholeness. I decree it and I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Even with her speech, even with her words, God, that you will bring everything back to mom's remembrance in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when she forget, oh God, that you would tap her shoulder and say, say this, say that. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I speak wellness and healness in mom body in the name of Jesus. So I thank you and I praise you and I give you glory and I give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joanne. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
And for those who don't know the Rudolph family, Sister Joanne and I went to the same church when I lived in New Jersey. And the pastor of the church, who is, he's still my apostle, his brother, whom we knew and loved, who was an integral part of the church there, he passed away last Sunday. And he passed away. It was a heart attack. He was in good health. He had gotten a clean bill of health from the doctor the week before, not too long ago. And he was on his way to church, driving to church. I don't know if he was driving or his wife was driving, but they were in the car together on their way to the church. And he had a heart attack and went home to be with the Lord. And so, that's been all of us, to go through. We do believe, amen, that he's absent from his body and present with the Lord. He was doing the work of ministry even the day before, on not this past Saturday, but Saturday before last, he baptized 10 people on that day. And so, you know, God was using him for his glory. And he went on and just brought him home, you know, very quickly. So, yeah, we're lifting up the family in prayer and joining by faith with you, Sister Joanne. And also today is the apostle's birthday. So our apostle pastor there in New Jersey, it's his birthday. So that's something to deal with, that his brother passed away a week before his birthday. So, yeah, we join in faith and just lifting them all up in the name of Jesus, knowing that God will give them peace and comfort beyond all understanding. Amen. Oh, and Minister Rachel also went to the same church with us in New Jersey. So we just, you know, we join and just lift them up. Amen. Did anyone else want to say anything? One more, and then we're going to go ahead and close. All right. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, thank all of you for being here with us today. And I just want to tell you about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts quickly here. Next Sunday, we will be back. Pastor Mom will be bringing the word next Sunday, 10 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern time. Amen, on next Sunday. And then on Monday, and all of this is the same phone number, 516-418-5699. And then on Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, which is our Bible teaching. And that's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we're having prayer, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. You'd like to volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, we'd love to have you do that. Just text me and let me know. And so that's going to be on Tuesday, 12 noon, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. The next time we'll have our healing service on Wednesday will be the 13th. It'll be here in a minute. So the 13th of April. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, because healing has been going forth. The last time we had it in March, there were 12 healings on that day. So please let your friends and family know about it. On Thursdays, we have the Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this month is going to be so good. Last month was good, too. This month we're going to have the five love languages. And our speakers are going to be ministers Mary and Lenny Yarbrough. Hallelujah. In case y'all don't know who they are, Minister Mary is my sister. Amen. And this will be my sister and her husband. And they're going to talk about the five love languages. So we're going to have a good time in the month of April talking about love. Amen. Amen. So hallelujah. So we're going to have Pastor Mom to close us out in prayer. Amen. Pastor Mom, we say bye to everybody and then close us out.
It is nice today.
Amen.
So,
may the Lord.
May the Lord not watch between me and thee. Well, we are asking one by one.
One from another.
One from another. Thank you, Lord. And everybody be close to the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Everybody be close to the Lord. Hallelujah. Love all of you all and praying that you'll have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed day.